dinner, what forecasters are calling a once-in-a-lifetime event. This is the most snow Wellington has seen in 30 years. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
My name is Mark Kent, and I'm here in the studio with Mike and Patty Smith and Chandler at the board. And you're listening to Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. And, you know, we got the chat room open at kcnr1460.com. If you would like to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. Your country, your children, and your grandchildren need you to get involved now, so pry your butt up off the couch and educate yourself on the issues. Talk to your neighbors, go to a meeting, check out the website. See what you can do to protect yourself and your family from big, out-of-control government. If you would like to ask questions or just talk about what's on your mind, please feel free to call in. This is what free speech is all about. We need to debate and find the answers to the hard questions. Remember, the telephone number again is 530-605-4567, or go to the chat room at KCNR1460. I want to remind everybody to attend the Reading Tea Party meetings. They meet every Monday night at 2570 South Bonneview at Destiny Fellowship. And if you need more information, go to readingteaparty.com. And remember also to listen to We the People 8 to 10 on Sunday mornings. So our special guest tonight here is Mike and Patty Smith. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, the fun never stops.
Well, let's have some.
It just goes on and on and on. I always like to start with a quote and then some headlines, and then we'll get into, you know, the meat of the program here, so to speak. First quote is, "Regard your soldiers as your children, and they will follow you into the deepest valleys. Look at them as your own beloved sons, and they will stand by you even unto death." And that is Sun Tzu from The Art of War. The first headline is, "The best-looking horse in the glue factory." I find that's pretty good. It's basically talking about the dollar crisis that's coming, and this is a from the burningplatform.com, and we'll start off with the first headline. It says, "Believe me, the next step in a currency crisis, or the next step is a currency crisis, because there will be a rejection of the dollar, and the dollar is a big, big event. This rejection is a big, big event. And then your personal liberties are going to be severely threatened," and that's Ron Paul. So, you know, what this article talks about is they talk about how, you know, there's a film and a documentary out made in 2007 about a financial crisis that's going to hit, and the documentary follows, you know, that in the film, they suffer from, it says we suffer from a fiscal cancer. If we don't treat it, there'll be catastrophic consequences. He argues the greatest threat to America was not a terrorist squatting in a cave in Afghanistan, but the U.S. debt mountain. He was nervous about the increasing dependency on countries such as China, which are the biggest holders of U.S. Treasury bonds. If you knew a levy was unsound and people were moving into that area, would you do nothing? Of course not, they replied, the men in this film. These men were sounding the alarm that our national debt was $9 trillion. Evidently, no one in Washington, D.C. wanted to see the movie. Isn't that interesting?
Imagine.
Yeah, we've added $5.5 trillion of debt to our Mount Everest of obligations. And after listening to the shills and the shysters and the propagandists, and you know, a paid representative of the vested interest over the last few years, Mr. Walker responded to someone pointing out Europe and other countries were in worse shape than the U.S., and this quote came to mind. What good does it do to be the best-looking horse in the glue factory? Anyway, that's our headline. I wanted to welcome you guys, Mike and Patty, and let's talk about Big Dog Music Mafia and what's going on with them.
Well, sure. We just surpassed our one-year anniversary. 1 year, and we've just made amazing headway. Got over 400 different participants in there contributing with their music and poetry and art and just all kinds of, we call it our liberal free art zone. So it's a very nice place to be for a conservative in this day and age.
What got you started and with this? How did you get involved with Big Dog Music Mafia, and how did you guys come up with that name? And you know, I mean, what's the scoop? The inside scoop on getting this thing going.
Well, we started our site patriotsmusic.com, and we started meeting these people. We were asking the folks that we were discovering to come on and let us showcase them on our site, and. But our site was real, not real interactive. We would put on who we wanted, and Lisa May, the co-founder of Big Dog Music Mafia, her and her partner Drew decided they wanted something that was totally active with participants and doing things and contributing and moving around. And so we're kind of backing off our website. We moved over to Big Dog Music Mafia, and that's the home of Michael E. Smith these days.
Yeah, there's so much music on there. It's incredible. There's so many different artists that I've seen that are putting out, conservative viewpoints, just like in the 60s with the Vietnam era, where, the music was telling the story of how people felt about what the government was doing in the war. And now they're telling the story about what the government's doing in the war.
It's amazing. And there is quite a bit of music on there that is not political. But you can make up your own page. And I have like 38 songs on my player, and they're all political.
Really?
Yeah, they're all hand-picked songs. Yep. Patty loaded up her player with all those songs, and you can run that. I think it goes 2 hours plus.
Over 2 hours, yeah.
One great conservative kind of song after the other.
Wow.
So we enjoy that in the evenings.
Yes, I've heard some. I can't remember them all, but I remember a bunch of them that I, do. We have some coming on our entry into the program is, Jeremy Dodge.
Right.
And I really like that. And Jenny Hankey's got some great songs with, Grandma and Radical.
The Grandma, yes, the Radical from Hell.
Yeah, the Radical from Hell.
But Jeremy is one of our young guys.
Right.
I mean, he's reaching right into the high schools, which is, we need some conservative thought in the high schools.
I got to say, I'm not real partial to rap music, mm-hmm. but, I've heard some of Toot Sweet stuff as well, to where, he goes from like real almost classic rock and roll into a rap, and I enjoyed it. I mean, I guess maybe the message has something to do with it,
It helps.
I think it really does. But Toots has an awesome beat on all of his songs.
Yeah. Another artist that we're going to have call in tonight, I guess, is Chip Murray from New York. Mm-hmm. And he's some kind of financial guy,
advisor, I believe.
An advisor, and which kind of rings home with me being in the financial industry as well. So I'm really anxious to talk to him. I guess he's going to be calling in at 6:30.
Yeah.
So have we got anything we can listen to here, or are we going to go to a break first? Okay, so let's go to a break first, and we'll come back with some music, and we'll surprise you with who it is. This is Mark Kent. I'm here with Mike and Patty Smith, and this is KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Taking time for yourself, Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your timeout location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
It's alive.
This is George Ireton with a message from Live Web Systems. Live Web Systems is a low-cost monthly plan that provides a simple way for you to edit your own company website on the fly from anywhere in the world. You don't need to be a computer programmer to maintain control of your online content. Live Web Systems is easily operated by the person that knows your business best, you. No IT guys, no costly maintenance fees. Here's how it works. We set everything up, then we give you a little personalized coaching, and you're on your way to success with a powerful new marketing tool. Live Web Systems features unlimited web pages, fully backed up on our world-class hosting service. We also include an online shopping cart, a nice photo gallery, a calendar, and a weblog so you can effectively communicate with your customers while improving your position on all the top search engines. To learn more about how Live Web Systems can improve your business, just go online to livewebsystems.com.
Don't let them kick your neighbor off his land. This is where we gotta make a stand. The stewards of this land are mom and pop. The government couldn't run a soda shop. I said freedom, freedom. Watch it slipping away. I said freedom, freedom. A little bit more each day. So you say I want a revolution. I say you need to pay attention. The freedom we're fighting for.
Yeah, that's Mike Smith singing.
Right.
And what's the name of that song?
Freedom? Freedom Tastes Like Honey.
Oh, Freedom Tastes Like Honey. Very good.
Yes.
Very
Why
good.
Would we spit it out?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't understand this whole issue of why we're saying freedom is not the way to go. But, you know, that's how they do it in, you know, Soviet Union and
Cuba
and China and a few other places where
it works great.
Yeah, it works really great for them, except when it's time to eat.
They come to your house, the government does, and they say, well, you can live in the back part of your house, but we're going to put somebody else in the front part. And, oh, by the way, the hardware store, Grandpa's, it belongs to the government now. We'd like you to work there.
You know, my favorite story is about, and this is true. This is a true story. My ex-brother-in-law, my sister was married to this Russian guy a while ago. It's been quite a while ago now, 20 years. I went to school with a lot of Russians, so you know I speak a little Russian, and you know I grew up with these guys. And his father owned a pawn shop down in San Mateo, and he told me the story about how on the Russian collective farms they'd have like 14 guys sitting around out there sleeping in the field, and one guy up on the harvester. Looking to make sure when the government guy was coming, you know, and he'd be looking down the road and he'd see the dust coming up the road and he'd start yelling, everybody jump up and start acting like they're working. And then, you know, so they'd go through this big emotion, you know, of how they're out there, you know, it's for the good of the state and we're striving for the motherland and all this stuff. And then the guy drives back down the road and they all jump back onto their naps and start sleeping and the guy's up there propped up on the harvester again.
Yeah, it'll be great coming to a neighborhood near you.
It just really, really boosts production when, you know.
I'm sure it does.
And that's a true story. I'm not kidding. That came. He was actually a pretty famous Russian. He was a singer over there, and I guess in Russia he was, you know, the cat's meow. But, you know, he used to tell me a lot of these stories over there. That's why I got, you know, early on started thinking, wow, that doesn't sound like a great system to me. So
yeah.
Anyway. Let's talk about you guys some more. Let's talk about why you're here, when you started, how long ago, all the battles that you fought and the wars you've won.
Well, you know, the first letter to the editor I wrote was over 3 strikes and you're out. I didn't agree with that. I figured, why should 3 families go through that hell, you know, and have them the first time? And then
I was trying to figure out where you're going with that. I was afraid to jump in.
back in 93, probably, I think that's when the class test came out in the schools. And one of our neighbors stopped and gave me the materials. And even though it didn't affect our kids, I jumped in the battle right then and figured God put me here to be an instigator.
It worked.
It did. And then we were kind of dormant for a while. I don't know, not really, because there was phone calls and letters, a lot of them going back and forth to D.C.
We're talking over a decade of phone calling and letter writing, and we've been fighting. Well, I started writing music in 01, but we were already out there, like, fighting for the water rights up in Klamath Falls, and that community was just devastated, even though we did have some successes. Greenpeace and such came in and bought up all the foreclosed properties and took over, and it was really sad. But we were out there fighting then, and then the Tea Party come online, and it was just like home sweet home. Hallelujah.
Yeah, the Tea Party has been great in a lot of ways. I mean, I can really relate to that being dormant thing. I mean, I read a book called None Dare Call It Conspiracy by Gary Allen about 1982. And that really set my wheels in motion as far as educating myself. And, you know, then I started, doing taxes and so forth and doing battle with the IRS. And, you know, after learning all this stuff about banking and the Federal Reserve and all this stuff, you know, I kind of went dormant for a while because if you talked about the Federal Reserve or the debt or banking, you know, everybody in the room looked at you like you were a nut job. And so you just kind of go, well, okay, let's talk about something else, you know. How about them Giants, you know? And so I kind of went dormant for a little while, and then, you know, the Tea Party just almost revived the whole thing in my mind anyway. And then that's been the catalyst as well for so many people like us.
Getting an education, we need educators, Mark. You know, somebody's got to be out there telling us what the deal is with the money.
It really is about education, and that kind of throws me into, you know, my next guest that's coming in, and we're going to be recording that tomorrow, is Janine Turner, and she's got a organization called Constituting America, and we are heavily starting with my sister and what she's doing, and we've been invited into the schools. There's 8 schools that want us to come and start teaching the Constitution, because that's where those guys have been winning the battle, is on the education side.
Good. Well, you know, back in, I think it would have been 94, our son stood up and told his classroom when he was in first grade that was a bunch of crap when the teacher told them that they were cutting down all the trees. And it was shortly after that that we pulled the kids out of school and we homeschooled them for 8 years. And during that time we had 5,000 people down in Sacramento protesting the recount for Al Gore. The Hanging Chad debacle.
The Hanging Chad, I remember that.
It was the largest rally since the Vietnam era. Wow. It was that hanging in Sacramento, 5,000 people right there on the Capitol grass. And boy, it's exhilarating to stand in amongst that many people that are thinking like you're thinking. It's,
you know, I want
really
to go back
cool.
to the tree thing, because I have a theory on that. I have a theory that if you look at the red and blue states, all the blue states are right where all the cities are. The big population centers. And in L.A., if you grew up there, you don't think there are any trees because you never see anything but concrete.
Right.
You know, but when you come up here and you look around, you go, wow, you know, there's a lot of trees.
Right.
So, yeah, it is a bunch of crap.
Yeah, the teacher was beside herself.
Yeah, probably didn't get an A in that class, I'm assuming, so.
Well, we pulled him out before the report cards came out, but, yeah, she called me and said, we just can't have that. She said, I'm sure he's been hearing that at home.
Yeah, we can't have you telling him the truth.
Right.
You know, that would be really bad, and then he might get the idea that he's free or something. And, you know, I had to homeschool my son as well. I mean, we pulled him out as soon as that, you know, they started doing that. Well, let's see, he's over, he's hyperactive, so we got to start, you know, give him the Ritalin. And and then, you know, he questions authority, so, you know, we have to obviously give him some kind of drugs or something.
Right, there's something wrong with that child.
Yeah, there's something wrong with that child. You know, let's sedate him. You know, that's. But if you're a teacher, hey, that's a perfect scenario. You know, you got 40 sedated kids. You don't have to do anything. You could read and eat apples, you know. I mean, it's the new school plan.
It's a happy world.
It's a happy world. It's true. You know, I mean, everybody just sits around and sort of, you know, sits.
Well, I tell you, I work in the school system, and it is so frustrating. You know, Earth Day, I want the Tea Party to do something counteractive toward that, you know, like the real Earth Day. You know, teach the kids something real.
How about Truth Day?
Yes.
Let's have a Truth Day. Let's talk about what is the truth. You know, and you know, like the Al Gore and all the emails back and forth to the scientists that. You know, basically they got caught with their hands in the cookie jar saying, yeah, we just made up all that science, you know, about global warming because, you know, it's really good for, you know, business. And so, yeah, it'd be nice if we could get back to the truth.
Well, the kids gobbled all that stuff up. And if you talk to a young person, they'll mimic what they heard and saw out of that film, and they're convinced. So we have a long, long job ahead of us here with the youth.
It's starting to turn. I see a lot of signs of the kids waking up because, you know, you can only lie to people so long. I mean, what's mm-hmm. the old saying? You know, you can fool some of the people some of the time, some of the people all the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. Well, the kids are actually better truth tellers a lot of times than adults because, you know, adults sometimes are educated beyond their own intelligence. You know, they've been educated to the point where they don't know anything.
Not me.
A few people come to mind.
Yeah, I mean, we could really elaborate on that. You know, we could talk about Columbia University and Yale and a few other places. And, you know, if you want to become a communist, you turn right at Harvard and go to Yale. So, you know, and then Cambridge is next, or Columbia is next, I guess. And then you get to be a teacher, you know, and then you get to teach people about Constitution. On how it's a negative set of rules, and, you know, the government was really in charge of everything.
Constitution Week is coming up. By law, they're supposed to be teaching it in school here, the 13th through the
September 19th through the 23rd.
Yeah, so folks, see how many of your kids come home with information on the United States Constitution here. They're supposed to be getting it.
Yeah, which part, you know?
The part that Cokie Roberts likes?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we probably better, you know, move right along here. So, you know, maybe we should go into another song here. I think we have a song, speaking of Cambridge University, that might be applicable. You know, so maybe you got that keyed up there, Chandler? All right, yeah, go ahead and let her rip. Who is this?
Brand new studio recording of my new song, The Real Obama.
Here we go. This is Mike Smith. Perfect.
Will the real Obama please stand up? I mean, the man that so few see. Not that lip service teleprompter. Reading Messiah, working hard for you and me. And now show me the man, come on, show me the plan, and do it with that gleam in your eye. Cause you know you're the man, and you know, yes, you can, flying high on your pie in the sky. Will the real Obama please stand up? You know the one that's doing just great. Done destroyed the private health care system all across the lower 58. Now we saw the guy, he will not rest, he's got the hope and change. Now show us who you think is best, you hear them chant your name. Obama, Obama, the real Obama. We come to know, well, he should wake up with a grin. Greater man, no greater plan to do a nation in. Now the real Obama, he's walking around on air and it smells of victory. His fundamental transformation's gonna bring us to our knees. Now show us, man, show us your plan to destroy our freedom and liberty. Cause you know you're the man, and you know, yes, you can play God and rule by decree. Now don't tell me you're not my enemy.
We're back with Sovereign Mind Radio here, 1460 KCNR. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm here with Mike and Patty Smith in the studio, and we're talking Big Dog Music Mafia and everything else in that we can think of to talk about with constitutional and education and music and how it all just kind of relates into our world. So I think we're going to be having Chip Murray on here pretty soon, and we'll be playing some of his music and setting him up. He's in New York, so, you know, we're hoping that the phone lines are still working and the big earthquake hasn't happened yet.
I have a CD to pitch.
Oh. Well, pitch away.
You would contact Michael Smith for his new CD at MikeManMusic.com. That's pretty easy, MikeManMusic.com, and we'll set you up with a hard copy of our new CD. MikeManMusic@gmail.com. The wife just corrected me on the air.
We actually heard that.
Oh.
So we know. Perfect.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, putting your hand over the mic doesn't work around here, you know. Okay, we're going to go to a break now, and then we'll be right back with Chip Murray.
Hey, do it with that gleam in your eye, 'cause you know you're the man, and you know, yes, you can, flying high on your pie in the sky.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
I am so excited about the As Seen on TV store. What's going on? Did I hear something about a $19.95? Now it's this day only $9.95. What is it?
Well, it's the Guinness of Life. They sold millions of them for $20. You go to the State Fair, they get $29.95, $30. If you go into the As Seen on TV store, $9.95.
Wait, there's more.
That's right. You buy one, we give you the second one free. That's two of them for $9.95. If you come in today and say you heard it on the radio, I'm going to put the third knife in, and it's still $9.95. Now, that's the knife that never gets dull, never needs to be sharpened. It'll last you forever. And they're only $9.95 for three of them. It lasts for years and years, and if it ever gets dull, you bring it into the store, we'll give you another one just like it.
That's great. As Seen on TV store, where are you located?
1746 Churn Creek Road. That's Shasta Center in Redding. You can also go to Chico, too.
And your hours?
We open every morning from 9 to 6.
That's great. The As Seen on TV store. Hi, Carl and Linda Bott here. Adamson's Peak Performance, our favorite place to work out. Why?
Because we like the workouts, we like the people that are there, we like the atmosphere of Adamson's Peak Performance. We also like the results we get from working out at Adamson's Peak Performance. We recommend it to our friends, we recommend it to you.
That's right, Carl. And the first workout is complimentary. You got to check it out. Adamson's Peak Performance, right next to Yak's on Bocelli.
Grab your friends and neighbors. We all can play a role. Volunteer, grab your gear, get motors to the pole.
We're back. Sovereign Mind Radio. This is Mark Kent, and I'm here with Mike and Patty Smith. That was Lisa Mai, I believe.
Lisa Mae Norton.
Lisa Mae Norton. Yeah. Oh, okay. I wasn't sure how that was pronounced. So I've got a headline here, and then we'll get right over to Chip Murray. The headline I have here is riots break out around the globe amid economic anxiety. London, and this is from CNBC on August 9th, London is reeling from three nights of rioting that's poured hundreds of people into the streets, leaving several local neighborhoods in shambles. One man dead, dozens injured and arrested. Protests may have now spread to other cities, Birmingham, Liverpool, and Bristol. Great Britain and other parts of the world are experiencing unrest at a time of global economic uncertainty and stock market volatility. Gee, do we have any global uncertainty, or do we have any uncertainty in the United States and the stock market volatility? I think this might be coming here. It also said in half the public schools in Britain were closed. London's press has reported that the discontent is still simmering. And, you know, one man told NBC News about an economic protest 2 months ago. So, you know, be aware out there, guys. Heads up. This could be coming our way. Anyway, I have on the line, I believe, Chip Murray with us. Are you out there, Chip?
Hey, yes, Mark. How are you? Hi, Patty. Hi.
Go ahead, Chip.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, Chip.
How are you?
Great.
Good.
Well, the fun never stops at Sovereign Minds. You know, we talk over each other constantly. I was curious, Chip, how did you get involved in this stuff? And I'm also really curious as to your background in finances. Being a financial guy, you know, that definitely sparked my interest. And, you know, you sing beautifully, and I love your song Independence Day. And, you know, so maybe you can give us some background on what you're all about.
Yeah, sure, Mark. Be happy to. I've been playing music and guitar for all my life. I got into the financial services with AXA Equitable back in 1994, and been managing my book of business ever since as a CFP. You know, financial planning is kind of the platform of my business, and but I've never really, you know, gotten away from the music side of myself. And in 2004, I produced my first CD, which was anything but political. And I guess it was about 2 years ago, or 2.5 years ago, when you know, the months leading up to Barack Obama's election as president, I just started to see a few red flags, as I'm sure you guys can relate to. And my music started to kind of reflect that. I went to the 9/12 rally, and that experience gave birth to the song The Ballad of John Hall. And and my most recent CD, which was released in May of this year, Wide Awake, is kind of a portrait of that that whole, you know, political observation of what's going on.
Wow. Yeah, so I think a lot of us were seeing red, white, and blue, and a lot of us were just seeing red.
But, yeah. just incredible what we've all been living through. And you led off this segment of the show with some headlines from the UK, and I mean, I said to one of my clients the other day, you know, there's headlines today that compete with some fiction writers. You know, you couldn't you could not have imagined as recently as 5 years ago some of the headlines that we're waking up to today. It just boggles the mind.
Absolutely. You know what's crazy is just look at what has happened in the last two and a half years since we've had this election with Mr. Obama. And, you know, it's just our lifestyles just here where I'm living, and I'm certain all over the country, have just changed dramatically in just a short amount of time because of the policies of this administration. And it's so far left that it's just off the chart Marxism.
Right.
So,
well, you know, those of us in the Tea Party have sort of kind of had his number all along, but it seems like what's happening now is, you know, all of a sudden some of his friends in the corporate sector have started to peel away, and even some of the mainstream media are now starting to look at this guy and say, wait, what have we gotten ourselves into here? I think
kind of about time. You know, I mean, I heard I heard Rush Limbaugh the other day, and you know, I'm not one to throw stones or anything here, but he was calling what we're going through right now a Barackalypse now.
And,
you know,
that's a great line.
That's hard not to touch. You know, I mean, abomination, Barackalypse now. I mean, it's
that was a good line. Absolutely
unbelievable. So yeah, it's and it's going to get crazier. I mean, I'm you know, the gold and silver markets are going to go through the roof. Even more so than they have, which is not necessarily a good thing. If you're holding those metals, I mean, that's great. But if you're not, you know, the paper's going to kill everybody.
Yeah, right. It's, you know, it's kind of, I did a thing today. I do a sort of a spiritual-centered blog every Sunday. And today, you know, the focus of it was the meaning of holding opposites.
Right.
And, sitting here wrestling with a cat while I'm talking to you guys. You know, I walk with one foot. I had my supervisor come into the office one day a few months back, and like the head of our region, and he poked his head in the door, and he said, "So what do you think?" And I looked at him, and I said, "Well, what are you talking about? The Yankees, the Mets? You know?" And he said, "No. What are your clients saying, talking about? You know, what do you think about what's going on?" And I said, I looked at him, and I said, "Tony, you know, I have one foot as a financial advisor. I walk with one foot in, you know, green shoots and blue skies and hope. And the other foot is solidly planted in Glenn Beck land."
Mm-hmm.
I remember when hope was a good thing.
Yeah, right. And, you know, it depends on the headlines of any given day. Depends on where I kind of put my weight, you know. But holding opposites is the fact that I do have to manage my business. I do have to sit down daily and counsel clients on, you know, how to make sense of this craziness and how to allocate their resources and their assets.
Well, I'll tell you, some of the
while I see what's going on around me, and I think, like, you know, Mike and Patty and some of us and Big Dog, you know, where we're more focused on some of this stuff, where a lot of other people are kind of a little bit slower to kind of catch on. You know, part of me's panicked.
Well, I'll tell you what people are going to hear from here on out is people are going to hear a lot of the term sovereign default, and right. that's exactly where we're headed, because these banking industries have lent each other, you know, trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that they can't repay because of all the loan defaults. And, you know, this is going to be contagion that's going to come over here because of all the money we've lent the central banks in Europe. So, you know, this is, you know, going to happen. It's just a matter of how quickly. And yeah, people need to be protecting themselves. There's no question.
Exactly.
Well, with that, maybe you could give us a little plug on your stuff there, Chip. We're going to listen to Independence Day here in a second, and maybe you can tell everybody about your website and how to get a hold of you, and, you know, what where they can buy your music and all that kind of good stuff.
Sure, would love to. Thanks, Mark. Independence Day, if you're going to give that a twist, is a song I wrote back in on July 3rd, 2009, and sort of speaks for itself, but it was a tribute to our brave men and women in uniform. Personally, it went out to a cousin, and there's a whole story attached to that, that if you just go to YouTube and search Chip Murray, Independence Day will come up, and there's a whole, I've actually linked Lisa May's article she put up on Breitbart that explains there's a miracle associated with it. I won't get into now.
Yeah, I heard about that, about the name of your cousin on the wall and the picture, and that was unbelievable.
It was a real gust of wind in the sails, let me tell you.
Wow. Yeah, if that doesn't give you a little bit of a tingle up the back of your neck, you're probably not paying attention.
Most miracles
absolutely
will.
Absolutely. You know, these things, when they come along, you got to make sure you're ready, and your radar screen is open to receive what wonderful messages we get from time to time. But website information is murray.com. If anybody listening would care to check it out, and a lot of my music is up there, and bio and all that good stuff.
So that's chipmurray.com, and then and that's the best place to get a hold of you.
Yes, sir.
I was going to say that, you know, miracles, I find, are in front of us all the time if we just take the time to pay attention to them.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Absolutely. Yeah. I agree. Couldn't agree more.
Well, with that, let's listen to your song, Independence Day. I heard it the other day, and I thought it was absolutely off the charts great. So with that, go ahead and play it, Chandler.
I can hear said to me, yes, Independence Day in my neighborhood, where the people are friendly and life is good, where the silver moon knows when the sun goes away, tomorrow she'll shine on Independence Day. My cousin Rocky, I never knew, fell from the sky for me and you. Rice patties are soft, but they can break fall from the weight of freedom, heaviest of all. At night, I can hear their voices in my ear. Say to me, don't let us down, don't let them turn your hair around. On Independence Day in my neighborhood, where the people are friendly and life is good, where the silver moon knows when the sun goes away, tomorrow she'll shine on Independence Day. My brothers and sisters, you don't need a gun to fight for your country and honor the ones who gave up their days, gave them to you. So let's use them wisely for the red, white, and blue. At night, I can swear, I see them marching in the air, and I can hear them say to me, this is your destiny. On Independence Day in my neighborhood, where the people are friendly and life is good, silver moon knows when the sun goes away, tomorrow she'll shine on Independence Day, on Independence Day, on Independence Day.
Well, that was Chip Murray with Independence Day, and that was just great. I mean, that sends chills up your spine, that picture of the wall in the video. We're actually watching it here. And so we're going to go to a break right now, and then we'll be back and wrap it up. So we're here with Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460 KCNR.
My brothers and sisters, you don't need a gun to fight for your country and honor the.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your time-out location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
It's alive, it's alive, it's alive.
This is George Ireton with a message from Live Web Systems. Live Web Systems is a low-cost monthly plan that provides a simple way for you to edit your own company website on the fly from anywhere in the world. You don't need to be a computer programmer to maintain control of your online content. Live Web Systems is easily operated by the person that knows your business best, you. No IT guys,
No costly maintenance fees. Here's how it works. We set everything up, then we give you a little personalized coaching, and you're on your way to success with a powerful new marketing tool. Live Web Systems features unlimited web pages, fully backed up on our world-class hosting service. We also include an online shopping cart, a nice photo gallery, a calendar, and a web log so you can effectively communicate with your customers while improving your position on all the top search engines. To learn more about how Live Web Systems can improve your business, just go online to livewebsystems.com.
That's just about enough for your talking. I guess we should have known. You were always in this for yourself. Selling hope and changing promise like a salesman on the phone. No one to blame but ourselves.
We're back. Sovereign Mind Radio here with Mike and Patty Smith and Chip Murray on the line. That was great stuff. Have we got any more songs that we want to play before the end of the day? I don't know what all we had going there.
We would like to hear What About Freedom before we're done.
Can we do that? We can do anything we want.
Works for me.
Works for me. Right on, Chip.
We're in charge here. We can do anything we want.
Tell us about this song. Can you give us a little preview or intro to it?
Sure. Mike, thanks. What About Freedom is really... sort of an observation and a frustration and a heartbreaking origin of that I've had a lot of friends that I grew up with that aren't friends because of the divide we find ourselves in now, where it's just amazing to me how we've all come from the same place, and yet we see this administration, and we see the world in such different ways. And so the first couple of verses really talk about the divide and how we used to be compared to where we are. And then it's just kind of my hope at really our hope and solution to get out of this mess is to all come together. And, you know, it's funny, I was thinking just before you guys came back from the break that the world that they feed us is so apart from what really exists. When you think about it, we weren't supposed to win Wisconsin, and we won Wisconsin. Michelle Bachmann was supposed to be a raving lunatic and a crazy person, and yet she won the straw poll in Iowa. So there's a real departure from what we're told and what actually exists. And the neighborhood I described in Independence Day is who I think we really are, and that's kind of the heart of What About Freedom.
Yeah, we're not supposed to question these guys running our lives and everything. That would be, that's bad form. I mean, we need to just, not be free and just go back to sleep, according to those guys. So, anyway, go ahead, Chip.
Well, I was just going to say, we in many ways, we have been asleep for the last 20 years.
I agree, but as the general, or I guess it was Yamamoto or whatever during World War II, when we got attacked at Pearl Harbor, he said, "Well, all we did was wake up the sleeping bear, or the sleeping giant," and I think they finally did. So we're running out of time, so we got to get this song in here, and then I'm going to close it. So here we go.
Broken hearts and shattered dreams.
like faded pictures of my favorite thing. We used to talk together all night long. Now we sit in silence waiting for the dawn. Will it come today? God, let it come today, yeah. What about you? What about me? What about freedom? Your side's right and my side's wrong. That ain't no way for us to get along. You say you wanna take us someplace we've never been, but then you take away the bridge that links me to my kin. That's where we come from. Yeah, that's where we come from. What about you? What about me? What about freedom? You tell us that we're haters. You lock us in our room. You blow out every candle so we cannot see the truth. But the light you dare not count on comes from deep within our heart. Hey.
We didn't get the whole thing, but, you know, we're running out of time here, so I got to start wrapping this thing up here. And so I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Mike and Patty Smith and Big Dog Music and Chip Murray and Chandler for operating the boards. And I want to remind everybody that Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. at Bonneview Baptist Church. It's now Destiny Fellowship. We encourage you to listen to We the People Radio on 8 to 10, from 8 to 10 a.m. Sunday mornings, and Sovereign Mind Radio 6 to 7 Sunday evenings. You can go to ReadingTeaParty.com for more info. Get to a Reading Tea Party, a tea party near you, and find out how to get involved. You can make a difference. One guy can make a difference. It's unbelievable what you can do if you just start getting involved and learn stuff. You can learn about the issues and what's going to affect you most in the coming months. The solution to all this is going to be being prepared. You have to become aware to be prepared. Start becoming more self-reliant. Educate yourself on the issues. Call and ask your representatives where do they stand. Put together a 72-hour go bag for each family member. Store food. Buy silver. And when they run out of that, buy gold. If you don't have much money, buying a silver coin a week and every chance you get from our local coin dealers will be huge in a dollar collapse. Get out of the market. Start your neighborhood watch program. We have all those numbers that you can call, Redding and Anderson, if you need them. You know, I'm running out of time here, so I can't give them to you. But I got a couple of quotes. To fight and conquer in all your battles is not the supreme excellence. Supreme excellence consists of breaking the enemy's resistance without fighting. That's the Sun Tzu, The Art of War. And the great Will Rogers. Remember to write your congressman, even if he can't read. Still, you still need to write to him.
Love it.
Yeah, the platform will always be the same. Promise everything, deliver nothing.
It's our guys.
Those are our guys, you know. So, you know, like I say, keep the faith out there, guys. We're going to break their resistance, and we're going to come out on top here and start educating our kids, and we will win this battle. So with that, we'll see you next week. Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460 KCNR.
Good night, Chip.
Bye, Chip.
Thank you.
It's rolling down tracks, once leading to somewhere, like a broken down train. The stones fall from heaven.